Extremely rare opportunity to learn a new skill and to share your love of music and to meet so many people through this station as well.
Support KAXE now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. Ben Webster on tenor sax and pianist Oscar Peterson brought out the best of each other, and they certainly did on the Fantastic Bounce Blues there. Guitarist Barney Kessel held his own, too, with some real smooth work in that piece. Bassist Ray Brown and J.C. Hurd were the rest of the quintet. Bounce Blues, recorded May 21st, 1953. This is perhaps the strongest yet hour of the recorded history of jazz, because it features nothing but the music of one of the finest months in jazz history, May of 1953. We'll finish with more from this recording date and a classic from Miles Davis. I'm your host, Paul Kivi, and that's going to be great. But first, for the second time in this series, it's concert time. We heard Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars in Boston in 1947, back in episode 25. Now it's time to prepare for one of the great jazz concerts of this era. Imagine, if you will, it is May 15th, 1953, early in the evening, and you face a tough decision. What to listen to on the radio tonight? I mean, I know the Joneses down the street now have a television, but that's still mostly for rich people. So on the radio, you got on NBC, perhaps the finest, in fact, almost certainly the finest bebop lineup in history. Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, and Charles Mingus sharing a stage with Max Roach. That's jazz royalty. Unfortunately, the concert is scheduled directly opposite the World's Heavyweight Championship between unbeaten Rocky Marciano and Jersey Joe Walcott, a rematch of their 1952 fight considered one of the greatest in the history of boxing. Ouch, that's not real good on the part of the promoter for the concert, because only baseball rivaled boxing for popularity in sports back in 1953. That fight is on CBS Radio. Fortunately for you, the concert starts 15 minutes after the boxing match does. Rocky Marciano knocks out Walcott in the first round to retain the championship. And in fact, he never does lose a single fight in his career. Once you get over the shock of how quickly that went, you turn to NBC, just in time to hear the first notes of trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, alto sax Charlie Parker, pianist Bud Powell, bassist Charles Mingus, and drummer Max Roach on All the Things You Are.
This time we would like to play a tune that was composed by my worthy constituent, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie, in the year of 1942. We sincerely hope you do enjoy Salt Peanuts.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. The name of this salt. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. We'll be right back.
Dizzy Gillespie, folks, with Charlie Parker for the final time. The first set of three tonight is done. We just heard Salt Peanuts and All the Things You Are from the full quintet. Dizzy and Bird leave the stage, but Bud Powell, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach do not. Instead, they form a trio and launch into set number two of tonight's show, which features all trio tunes, beginning with Hallelujah. Thank you. That's Lullaby of Birdland, the last of three tunes by pianist Bud Powell's trio with Charles Mingus on that walking bass and Max Roach on drums. Hallelujah started off the mini set, and then Sure Thing was in between. We have reached a very brief intermission for our intrepid trio in this historic concert of Jazz Titans. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi, and there's a lot of quality left in this episode with Miles Davis and Ben Webster, still to come from one of the great months in the history of jazz, May of 1953. But first, we have the third and final set of our concert from May 15th. And here comes the quintet back to the stage right now. It's Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto sax, Bud Powell on piano, Charles Mingus bass, Max Roach, who seems to have been on the kit for all the biggest moments in bop, is on drums. They've got two more for you. First up, it's We or Allen's Alley. And then will be the clincher, A Night in Tunisia. So time to dig We. Thank you.
I would like to play Ce Soir en Tunis, A Night in Tunisia.
Night in Tunisia. A historic and memorable show, May 15th, 1953, in Massey Hall in Toronto. Dizzy Bird, Bud, Mingus, and Roach. The last we'll hear Charlie Parker with any of them except Max Roach. I hope you enjoyed our second concert on the recorded history of jazz. We'll do one from time to time for something different when an especially memorable night calls for it. There's a Horace Silver, Art Blakey, Clifford Brown date in 1954 that I have my eye on. Now back to your regularly scheduled recorded history of jazz programming. But don't worry, this is pretty darn excellent too. Let's start with the Miles Davis date just 4 dates later, days later, with Max Roach, having worked his way down to New York from Toronto, joined by John Lewis on piano and Percy Heath on the bass. Here's When the Lights Are Low. Thank you. Miles Davis, John Lewis, Percy Heath, and Max Roach. When the Lights Are Low, recorded May 19th, 1953, and I hope you are digging today's May 1953 themed recorded history of jazz. I'm your volunteer host, Paul Kivy. Up next, some peak West Coast jazz recorded the day after Miles just recorded. This one's a live cut, though, with Jerry Mulligan on baritone saxophone, Chet Baker on trumpet, Carson Smith bass, Larry Bunker on the drums, live at the Hague in Hollywood, California. Here's Funhouse. Funhouse, which surely is among the highlights for Chet Baker on trumpet and Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, recorded live in Hollywood on May 20th, 1953. This is Recorded History of Jazz, Volume 33. I think this has been one of our finest shows yet. I hope you've enjoyed the music as much as I have. I'm your volunteer host, Paul Kivy. We got time for one more, and we'll finish the way we started with way back at the beginning of this show, a session on May 21st, 1953, with Ben Webster, Oscar Peterson, and Barney Kessel, but a slower one this time, Danny Boy. ¶¶ That's Breathless Ben Webster on tenor sax on one of my son's favorite songs, Danny Boy, backed by Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Wyatt Reuther on bass, and drummer J.C. Hurd from Detroit. That's all we have time for on this special edition of the Recorded History of Jazz. I hope you enjoyed the Massey Hall concert and the abundance of top-shelf music recorded in May of 1953. Next time, we'll hear more great music from this